thing happened when Frank Gehrke went out to do the regular Sierra snow survey this month.
There's not even a patch of snow we can seek out and measure.
Normally, he'd stick an aluminum tube into the snow and weigh it to get the water content.
And that's been the procedure really since about 1910 it was first developed.
But that's a little difficult when, like on this day, spring has sprung at the survey site. The Department of Water Resources, or DWR, uses a combination of manual surveys and remote electronic sensors. They feed a statistical model that projects how much water there will be for cities and farms throughout the state when the snow melts each summer. But they never really know exactly. That can get a little nerve-wracking for water managers. Bruce McGurk used to run San Francisco's Hetch Hetchy Reservoir.
I wouldn't quite call it chicken, but you sure are watching, you're hedging, you're always being aware. You can't be too full too early.
That would put people downstream at risk if there were a big late-season storm. On the other hand, managers need to keep enough in storage to get through the dry summer.
A reservoir operator has to be nimble and take action now.
Which is why McGurk is excited about the project he's working on with NASA, DWR, and the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, which owns Hetch Hetchy. It's called the Airborne Snow Observatory, or ASO, an airplane outfitted with instruments that give scientists a better understanding of the snowpack than they've ever had before.
It's kind of like looking at your TV screen.
Tom Painter is the lead on this project. He's with the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Caltech.
Your TV screen is the mountain basin.
And he says the way we're currently measuring the snow in the mountains is by just looking at a few points, like a TV screen that's blank except for a few illuminated pixels, and using statistics to complete the picture.
What we're doing is turning on the entire TV set. We're allowing you to see every one of the pixels.
The end result is a more comprehensive map that shows how much water is really up there. It's created with two high-tech tools mounted in the plane.
The spectrometer here, the black box, this allows us to know how much sunlight is being absorbed by the snow surface.
That tells them when the snow will melt.
And then, forward of it, the LIDAR lets us know the snow depth.
LIDAR is a laser that measures distance really accurately and really quickly. If you've ever been pulled over by a police officer using a radar gun, you're familiar with the technology. This is the first month of the three-year, $4 million project. Right now, they're focusing on the Tuolumne watershed in Yosemite, which feeds into Hetch Hetchy. It's a test phase to work out the kinks.
All right, here we go. I love it when he powers up the engines, holds on the brakes. Then we take off like a bullet. Woohoo!
Kate Heenahan usually works on space missions for NASA. Today, she's the flight operator, coordinating between the plane's pilots and Gehrke and Painter, who are operating the instruments in the back. They're doing a sample flight in the Lake Tahoe area.
Okay, I'm going to start the LIDAR. All right.
The plane crisscrosses the watershed, measuring the depth of the snow and how much light it's reflecting down to the half meter. After the flight, the team from NASA works around the clock to process all that data. The goal is to have weekly flights with a 24-hour turnaround time, so it's relevant to reservoir managers. McGurk is a consultant on the project, coordinating between NASA and Hetch Hetchy.
Yeah, we all get real excited when the images start to come back and everybody goes, whoa, cool, look at that.
Hetch Hetchy managers are looking at the data now, and Painter plans to expand the program over the next few years. These tools are becoming increasingly important. Painter says that statistical models rely on historical data, and with a changing climate, the future is going to look less and less like the past.
With these physical measurements, you don't have to rely on what happened last year. What happened over the last 10 years, what happened over the last 20 years, has no bearing on your ability to model the snowmelt in this year.
With this new data, water managers will be better able to plan for water supply, flood control, hydropower, and the environment. And scientists will be able to use this deluge of data, too, to learn more about the alpine environment, one of the places most threatened by climate change. In South Lake Tahoe, I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.